1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And we're back with Jay Santos. Jay is Brigadier General with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This summer is gasoline crunch time, okay? So what's this computer program?
Right now, Phil, with the high demand on gasoline, we've run a computer program to see where the most gasoline usage is. And that's essentially to track where the high use of gasoline is and where the demand is.
Well, you're mentioning young families.
Well, we have young families who, what we've found in our computer program, and I think any motorists out there interested in finding out where the gasoline is being used, we have young families forced to make cross-country trips in large vehicles with a number of children to visit their grandparents. Now, these, mind you, are grandparents who have parked there in the driveway a recreational vehicle which takes thousands of gallons of gasoline just to go around the block. And, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
So the highest amount of gasoline usage is among families going off to visit relatives?
Well, to go off to visit relatives particularly, and I think this needs to be emphasized, especially you go off to visit grandparents, because you have the grandparents use as an excuse, they're elderly, and are not able to get into a car or in any vehicle for that matter, whether recreational or four-wheel drive or amphibian style vehicle, to go visit the kids.
And what do you mean amphibious vehicles?
Well, when we ran a computer program, we checked all areas of vehicle usage.
And what grandparents are going to visit their grandkids in an amphibious vehicle?
I'm not here to judge how someone chooses to transport themselves.
I don't know of any grandparent that has gone off to visit a grandchild in an amphibious vehicle.
That, I don't know.
Well, why would you check that?
Because you have a lot of people who live in some of the landlocked areas, some of the interior states. You've got a lot of lakes and rivers. And
well, why don't they use a highway? What are you talking about, man? Going across, a river in an amphibious vehicle?
I can tell you, you want to check some of these areas. Some grandparents are going off to visit a lot of grandchildren, not only in the RV, but yeah, some have used amphibious vehicles, some have used modified assault vehicles, is all I'm saying.
All right, let's get back to this thing that the highest amount of gasoline usage is going to be among young families visiting grandparents.
That is exactly correct.
Now, in the press release, you said this was a tragedy. Why?
I'll tell you, Phil, I think it's a tragedy. The Citizens Auxiliary Police official stand is, it is a deprivation and it is a violation, we think, of young families that are starting out to have to pay the amount of money that it would take in gasoline and automotive repair expense, travel in some instances 2,500 to 3,000 miles to visit a grandparent who is retired, self-sufficient, in many cases has a recreational vehicle they could certainly use, certainly could get up off of their... And I say this with all due respect, but get up off their rear ends and maybe do something instead of sitting there all summer and rotting, waiting for a grandkid to show up. And these are the things that we worry about. So
Well, a lot of these grandparents, so you're saying the young people have to go off. A lot of these grandparents go and they visit in these recreational vehicles, because you've seen them. They go around the country.
Well, I'm not saying I haven't seen them. I have seen them, but they go off and they're going to go visit the Smoky Mountains, Phil.
Right.
They're going to go visit Carlsbad Caverns.
Okay.
They're going to go visit Smithsonian Institute. But do you think that these old, guess what you want to call them, people want to get into a RV and go out of common sheer decency and visit their grandkids? No, what they'll do is they'll have the young family spend the money.
Why would it cost more money for a young family to travel, cost more money for gasoline for young family to go visit their grandparents than for the grandparents to come visit the young family?
Because what you're talking about is a larger vehicle to accommodate more children, and that means more gasoline expense. We really feel strongly, and Citizens Auxiliary Police feels very strongly, that these senior citizens need to do their part. You want to go visit your grandkid? You want your grandkid to come visit you? Why don't you get in your car and go visit your grandkid? Okay.
Well, I think a lot of seniors do travel to see their grandkids.
Well, on my street right now, we've got four couples that do nothing but sit there all summer and slowly rot while they're waiting for their grandkids to come and visit them.
All right, well, what are you guys doing about this?
What we are doing this summer, and starting this month, is going door-to-door in coming weeks. If a senior answers the door, we're going to ask if we can take a peek in the garage and make sure there isn't a recreational vehicle in there. Now, if there is a recreational vehicle in there, we obviously will be asking what they plan on doing with it. And here's where you're going to want to be on your toes. If you say you're going to Yellowstone or you're going off to the Smoky Mountains, we got ourselves a problem. If you, however, say you are going to visit a grandchild or something like that, we'll check the odometer, find out whether or not you visit the grandchild, give you a green sticker. We'll green sticker the windshield. If you think you're going to go joyriding at Yellowstone, go see Old Faithful or Jellystone National Park, it's not going to happen.
All right, Jay Santos with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're instituting a very unique program that'll be checking senior citizens to make sure that if they are indeed traveling anywhere in their RVs, that they first go visit their grandkids, because your computer tracking...
Computer tracking as of 1999 and 2000 summer, right.
Okay, indicates that most of the gasoline that's being consumed in the summer are young families going off to visit grandma and grandpa, not the other way around. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You're stopping at homes, going door-to-door, and seeing if there are senior citizens inside.
That is correct.
And then you're going to see if they have an RV, and if they have an RV, you're going to make sure that they're not, as you put it, joyriding in Yellowstone. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people might take some offense at.
Well, you see, as Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're not interested in whether we offend or not offend or anything like that. We're interested in mostly... is that these grandparents, for maybe the first time in their lives, for the first time in their otherwise non-contributing lives, do something out of sheer decency, get into your car, try not to use the RV. A lot of these senior citizens like to sit up high, rolling down the road, you know, got a gun in the back, whatever, stop off in Palm Springs, visit all their old friends, but go out and see their grandkids? No.
All right, now the big thing is, how do you enforce this? You're a volunteer police force, correct?
That is correct.
How are you going to enforce this? How are you going to get a grandparent, a senior citizen, to check their garage and to make sure that their odometer doesn't indicate that they've been joyriding in Yellowstone, and then find out whether... How are you going to do this?
Well, what we're going to do is ask to see the car, and if they don't let us see the RV, or if they went to Yellowstone and they didn't go see their grandkids, then we got a problem.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Well, Phil, I can tell you this. Let's hope these folks never find out. Okay, that's all I want to say. Let's just hope these folks never find out, because we're going to have a little bit of a problem. You won't let me take a peek around. We got a problem.
Let's hope these folks never find out. Look, you're talking about senior citizens, elderly people.
I understand, Phil. Citizens Auxiliary Police takes its duty very, very seriously.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to Bonnie here on the Phil Hendry Show. Bonnie, welcome.
Hi.
Yes.
Let me tell you, that caller is a moron, a total idiot.
Well, Bonnie, is
he has no right to tell anybody where they can go and where they cannot go.
No, you're absolutely right, ma'am. I do not. But what I'm trying to do is encourage grandparents to maybe for the first time in their lives go and visit their grandkids.
Well, did you ever think that maybe I want to get in my car and go 2,500 miles to take my kids to see my parents, because we want to get away on a vacation?
You want to spend that kind of money on gas? I don't think so.
Why not?
This summer's going to be $3 a gallon, Bonnie.
I know it is. I know what it is where I live.
It's either eat or drive.
It's still cheaper than flying, and we get a nice vacation. The kids see the countryside, and they get to visit their grandparents.
Well, and what about the grandparents getting out and getting some air in their lungs for a change? What about the grandparents getting up off of the...
They get in the plane, and they get in the plane, and they come see me a couple of times a year too.
Well,
and there's nothing wrong with them getting in their car or their RV.
What about that? Yeah. What about that?
You know, where they want to go.
Bonnie, I tell you something. Right now it's going to be $3 a gallon. We've got a high demand of gasoline. A lot of people are going to have to pay a big high price. Now, what we're trying to do is bring that price down.
Right to tell people where to go. To look in their garage.
I just want to take a peek in the garage, make sure the RV
You have no right. If you came to my door, I'd slam the door in your face and I'd call the regular
police. In other words, what you get to do is you get to joyride all through Yellowstone Park.
That's right.
And all that.
That's right.
And what about the... Are you a grandmother?
I was going to ask the lady, Bonnie, are you a grandmother or are you a...
No, I'm not.
You're a mother.
I am a mother.
You have children?
I have two children.
How old are they? And they go off to see their grandparents, huh?
I take them to see their grandparents. And my parents
what I'm talking about.
Them.
And this is the part that really burns me as a law enforcement officer, is to see this kind of joyriding going on. Let's go off to Grandma's house. Why doesn't Grandma come see you?
Grandma does come see us twice a year.
Well, then what's the whole point of you going to see them?
Getting my kids away on a nice little vacation. Which we have every right to do.
Well,
and I'll tell
Bonnie,
you, if you came to my house and asked to look in my garage, the door would be slammed in your face, and I would call the police and have you arrested.
We are only first of all, we're only doing that senior citizen. Secondly, all I'm asking is take a little peek around.
No, you have no right to do that.
Well,
it's a it's a violation of my rights. Or of anybody's rights.
Then we've got a problem.
No,
then we've got
right to do it.
Then we've got a problem.
So you keep saying, then we've got a problem. What does that mean, we've got a problem?
I just hope Bonnie never finds out. Where are you? What part of the country are you in, Bonnie?
I'm in Florida.
All right. You're in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's probably, I'd contact Milt Pierceville, who's at the South Florida Volunteer Rangers.
You can call whomever you would like.
You never heard of the, well?
Never right. heard of them.
Yeah, something about you really make me angry, and I'm generally a pretty nice person.
I just feel that
all right,
you have
okay.
no right to do what
all right,
you're
Bonnie,
doing.
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Citizens Auxiliary Police, according to their brochure, and it's entitled, and Craig, you can see this, Taking a Peek Around This Summer. And what they're basically saying is they want to make sure that you senior citizens, quote, are not joyriding through Yellowstone or the Smoky Mountains, but you're off to see your grandkids, because a lot of the money people are spending on gas is to send the grandkids off to see Grandma and Grandpa, and Citizens Auxiliary Police apparently doesn't dig it. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And now, Phil Hendry.
I got a constitutional right under the United States Constitution of citizen arrest powers, Phil.
Yeah, but you're a volunteer police force, Jay. Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're not a cop, okay?
I'm not a cop now, but I do have citizens arrest powers, and there's nothing wrong with us going up to a door, asking to take a peek around in the garage.
Yeah, but what is this comment? If a senior citizen doesn't let you go into the garage to see their RV, to make sure that the odometer doesn't reflect a lot of what you call joyriding to Yellowstone Park, you're going to have a problem?
I have the constitutional right to a citizen's auxiliary police arrest. And that's in black and white.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Should senior citizens go off and see their grandkids during the summer instead of the grandkids going to see them? According to the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the reason why there's so much gas being used in the summer and the price is going through the roof is because grandkids are being forced, young families are being forced to go off and see Grandma and Grandpa. Dennis, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Bonnie. I think this guy's a moron. If somebody wants to come peek in my garage before they knock on my door, there's going to be big... I'm going to have a problem.
Well, all I'm asked to take a peek around.
Well, you don't have no business peeking around my house.
I don't peek around your house. All I'm asking is if I can see in your garage, make sure you do not have the recreational vehicle, which you want to call it.
But it's none of your business what we have.
Well, first of all, are you going to go off and see your grandma, or is she coming to see you this summer?
It does it really matter? This is America. It's free. We can go anywhere we want to.
Not if you want to keep the cost of gasoline down, sir. So you're the kind of guy. See, you're the kind of guy. You sound like a nice guy, but you're going to give me a problem, aren't you?
I'm going to give you a problem because
you're
going to
give me and my officers. You're
going to
give me and my officers a problem.
Well, how many of your officers are going to show up?
There is myself. There's Major Elvis Newton.
Well, I just don't understand what the whole point is. People are going to go where they want to go, when they want to go.
If everything checks out, you get a green sticker. What's wrong with that?
What do I want a green sticker for? That's not going to buy me no gas.
What that tells other Citizens Auxiliary Police, as well as South Florida Volunteer Rangers, that you went and visited your grandkids. And you're not joyriding around the Smoky Mountains or wherever you do.
Well, we're going to joyride, and we're going to go to Yellowstone and all those places.
You and I've got a problem then.
We sure do. You need to get a life.
Can I have your name?
Dennis.
And what's your last name?
Don't give him your last name, okay?
Okay. See, you're scared.
All right, look, we're not getting names on the air. If you want to go out and enforce this in whatever manner you wish, you may. And
I'll be looking for you, Dennis.
That's fine. Dennis, thank you for your call. 1-800.
You can count on that, Dennis. Dennis, I want you.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Josh here on the Phil Hendry Show. Josh?
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
This guy has got to be a joke.
You know, these techniques you're talking about here, Jay, about taking a peek around and putting a green sticker.
This has to be a volunteer police agency monitoring the price of gasoline, which has skyrocketed over the last 8 weeks and could go as high as $3 a gallon. You call it a joke trying to monitor gasoline so young families don't go bankrupt, sir? Well, it's your business.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just wondering
could
if
you hear. But the bigger question, Josh, is could you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
You heard what I'm saying.
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying. What I'm wondering is if the volunteer police or auxiliary police, do you guys carry guns?
Okay, what can I do for you, Josh? You know, you want to have a problem with me?
Well, I'm just wondering if you guys carry guns.
Do we carry guns? No, we do not carry guns. We do not need to carry guns.
Because I'm telling you right now that if you went to my grandfather's house here in Texas and started snooping around and tried to tell him a problem, you better carry a gun.
Wait a second. You're his grandson, right?
Yeah.
And he lives near you?
He lives a couple hours away.
Oh, we got no problem, okay? He can get in his car. He can get his,
he's got other grandkids down in the car. He's got other grandkids that live across the country. I'm just saying.
All right, well, that's good. As long as he gets in his RV, is he on an RV or has he got a recreational?
They just got a big van, but they don't.
Right.
They can do whatever they want.
As long as he gets in that van, goes and visits his grandkids, instead of takes his wife to where do they go? I bet you I know where they go. I bet you they'd love to go to some of those gambling casino deals there in Mississippi, don't they?
Well, they might very well.
All right, look, so what you're saying is your grandfather would shoot him.
Well, then we got a problem.
He'd be within his constitutional right to. If he went to my grandpa's house, he'd have an ornery old man to deal with.
Well, that's fine. We've dealt with him before. we've dealt with him before. It's no problem.
All right, look, thanks for your call. You keep saying that you're going to have a problem. You don't want to specify.
I'm not going to say what we're going to do. Let me just say anybody keeps us from taking a little bit of peek around. Anybody keeps up, and again, it's well worth it for you if you get the green sticker from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which shows any officer of the Citizens Auxiliary Police that you enjoy riding around the Capitol Mall or having yourself a couple of kicks in Atlantic City, that you went to see a grandkid.
All right, here is Ralph on the Phil Hendry Show. Ralph?
I think this guy's a total idiot. I guess his name is Jay. This sounds to me like Hitler had a youth movement that wanted to take over the older people.
Ralph, all I'm telling you is I'm well within my constitutional rights because what I do is I go by the Constitution of the United States.
Let me tell you
something.
You
heard about that, haven't you?
In 1960, gas was about 25 cents a gallon, and I made $1.65.
In 1960, yeah. I wasn't even born, all right?
Now then, gas is under $2.
Would you make $1.65 a day?
Would you let me finish?
Well, what do you mean $1.65? An hour? A day? A week?
Right now, gas is $1.65 a gallon.
You made $1.65 a year. You couldn't afford the gas back then, my friend.
I said, okay, I'm sorry. I made $1.65 an hour.
Oh, an hour.
An hour.
You wish.
In 1960, that's what I made.
All right, well, right now it's almost $3 a gallon, and that's going to bankrupt a lot of young families. And I don't know, Ralph, do you have a family? Are you married, or are you just alone? Are you alone somewhere?
I make $26 an hour.
Do you have friends?
Yes.
What are you doing on Wednesday night?
I'm going to take a joyride and hope the hell you stop me.
How much was gas in 65?
Probably 35 cents a gallon.
How much was it in 1970?
Oh, forget it. How much was it in 1971? Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with us as we talk with a very varied group of people on the whole idea of the Citizens Auxiliary Police going door to door and seeing if you're a senior citizen, if you got an RV in the garage, are you going to go visit your grandkids or are you going to joyride around the Capitol Mall in Atlantic City all summer long? Apparently, the cost of gas is going up because young families are forced to buy lots of gas and go visit grandma. 1-800-449-8686. How much gas was in 71? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
No, that makes me some kind of a Nazi because I'm trying to get grandparents, maybe for the first time in their lives, to slide their rear ends into a, you know, Lincoln Town Car. And you know why they bought the car. So you have a nice, comfortable ride, slide their butts in a Lincoln Town Car, go see a grandkid, as opposed to traveling to some golf tournament or something.
All right, but again, people are saying, what right does Jay Santos, you of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, what right do you have to take a peek around their garage and make sure that their odometer doesn't jack up the miles?
I don't care if their odometer jacks up the miles, go and see a grandkid. And
if, well, even if they went to see, what do you mean Jellystone Park? You mean Yellowstone?
I mean Yellowstone Park. And
Jellystone was the one with the,
The one with Boo-Boo?
Yeah, that's a freaking cartoon.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone's the park. Where they went where?
Where the old people went to see, I don't know,
They're going to joyride the Yellowstone as opposed to seeing their grandkids.
That's right. That's what we can't have that. I'll tell you something right now. I'm talking to a lot of people who've got a little bit of a smart mouth on them. I'm going to defend our grandkids. I'm going to defend the young people of this country to my death. And I'm not going to make them get into a car and travel all the way across country to some farmhouse from some recluse grandfather who lives in eastern Pennsylvania when the grandfather, maybe he wants to get the old Amish buggy out, maybe he wants to go across country to go see his grandkid. It's not going to happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, I just have to ask this guy. He doesn't sound like a grandpa, so he might have children.
I do have children.
If I want to go somewhere, anywhere in the United States of America, and I can buy the gas, I don't need to answer to him. I don't need to answer to anyone where I want to go, when I'm going, who I'm going to see. It's none of his bleeping business.
Why, what kind of car do you drive, if you don't mind me asking, ma'am?
I drive a 2000 Chevy Impala.
All right, so in other words, what you have there is an automobile that probably gets about, what, 15 to the gallon?
I don't know what difference
about 13 gallon? Well, I'd like to know what business you have driving an automobile like that when little grandkids got to go, you know, cross-country, go see grandma.
I'm going to Kentucky at the end of May. What happens then? I'm going to see my brother. It's not even grandma. Now
what? You will not be visiting your grandmother.
I'm not visiting my grandmother. I'm visiting my brother.
All right, you and I got a problem.
Why do you got a problem?
We have an immigration problem because people come to the United States of America.
Like you.
They don't want to have to answer to you.
Well,
we don't answer to the president about where we want to go.
Well, one of the things that...
See, that's a good point Lori makes. In this country, we can travel. Americans have freedom of movement. You don't even have that in a lot of countries, you know, where you got to have a visa every 15 minutes that you go somewhere, you know?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, see, that's the point I'm making. This is scaring me.
What are you
this
saying, Jay? In other words, if I go from California to Arizona, I got to go to a border checkpoint in Arizona? No. You just drive right through. Drive right through Arizona. Drive right through where Lori's living there in Texas or wherever the hell. And
well, look, Lori, you're going to see your brother in an Impala?
Well, actually, I'm going with my parents, and guess what they have? They have a Buick Roadmaster.
All right, that hurts. You know that hurts. Yeah, and you know that hurts me when you say that.
You know what? They worked hard enough. They're the grandparents that are going. We're going to visit my brother. They worked hard all of their lives to buy a Buick Roadmaster and buy the gas to put in it.
Okay, so now Lori just said her grandparents are going to visit the brother.
All right, so the grandparents are going to visit the grandkid.
Well, they're going there, and I'm tagging along with them. So,
all right, so as long as they prove that they went to see grandchild or some way.
I don't need to give any proof to anybody.
I would like to see some kind of proof.
Well, I don't care what you want.
Well,
I don't even have to get the president of the United States in
an
itinerary.
All right, I would like to at this time, Phil, have this lady's name. And
you will not, do not give any name, Lori.
You know what?
I know it's Lori.
You are a flashlight cop. You don't scare me.
A signed note from a grandchild or anything stating that I saw Nana or some kind of a small thing like that. I don't think that's too much to ask.
It's none of your business.
Have a child in crayon
it's
just like that.
It's none of your organization's business. If you want to live like this, why don't you go to a country where that is?
This sounds very fascistic.
What?
I said it sounds very fascistic.
I'm not familiar.
Nazi.
I'm sure you're not.
Nazism.
It means why don't you go back over and get with your some group where you can enforce all of these Nazi rules.
Well, let me ask you, Lori, how much gasoline do you think you use a week?
Probably 15 gallons a week.
Oh, that's probably too much.
Well, you know
that's
what? I am so proud to offend
that's
you.
That's $45 a week.
No, it's not. It's not here where I live.
Well, it potentially is, I'm saying. By the summertime, it could be up around $3.
And what I'm telling you is, I'm one of the people that you're trying to protect.
Lori says that
she's... middle-class, poor people who can't travel and go anywhere.
That's right.
Who are these people?
I'm trying to protect you.
But you don't need to protect me. I go to work, and we go to work so we can afford our gas.
All right, Lori, what I would like you to do at this time is
we can afford the trips we want to take, and we sure don't need to start putting down an itinerary.
All right, please, Lori, put your grandparents on the phone or someone.
Don't do it.
Please, Mr. Henry.
Why would I do that?
I'd like to speak with them now.
Well, I don't live with them. I'm an adult.
Can I have their number?
No,
don't give out any number, okay?
You know, I'm scared. The reason I called is that when I turned the radio on and heard this conversation, this scares me.
Well, ma'am, I'm trying to...
Look, in the United States of America, Jay, you do not have the right to impede the travel of anyone unless we're under a state of martial law.
Oh, bull crap. Where'd you pull that one out of? That's real good, Phil.
This whole thing is just crazy. I know that
so
you know,
you're not
trying to spark interest for debate.
You know, you're trying
but
to...
This is scary.
It is a little scary. And Citizens Auxiliary Police has been in trouble with the police before, Lori.
Now, Mr. Ernie, that is not fair. That was in 1996. That was at the Rose Parade in Pasadena. And that was entirely wrong. One of our members never took any of his clothing off. There was a situation...
You know the problem you guys had out at the Rose Parade. So don't try... you know, doing,
you know, I don't
covering it up.
About their, I'm just, all I'm saying, I know it's
never
in the
took
great
his clothes
Texas,
off.
If you come
it's right on Channel 5.
That was Bob Eubanks.
All right. I'm sorry?
I said, all I know is that if you, and we're in the great state of Texas where I live, if he comes on my property,
Texas.
He's trespassing.
Ma'am, all I want to do is
country
take.
Folk, we're going to pull out our rifle and we'll straighten it out.
Well, that's wonderful, that country folk and everything. Look, just so long as nobody tries to jump me from behind, you know, and give me the old 1-2.
No, you know, what scares me is that we would even have to try to, we would have to defend ourselves on our own property against people like you whose business it is not at all to begin with.
All I want to do is take a peek around.
No, it's none of your business. If I wanted to do wild things in our home,
all
that's
right.
Why we bought our home.
You sound pretty ungrateful for all the stuff I try to do.
No,
all right.
Lori, you know what? You're right there. That's the first right thing you've said.
Thank
I'm not
you, dear, for your...
anything you would try to do. And
thank
it would
you.
Scare me if that some group
blah, blah, blah.
Is funding this.
All right. Thank you
that's
very much.
Scary.
Thank you. What do you mean, blah, blah, blah?
I hear this all the time. These women say, oh, I have a right, I have a right, I have a right. But try going to Grandma's house and suddenly you're out of gas and you're walking the last 20 miles. You're going to wish Jay Santos is there taking a peek around. She's going to take her grandkids to her grandparents' house. She's going to run out of gas. She's going to walk all the way to Grandma's house the last 50 miles with her tongue hitting the ground, carrying an empty gas can. And she'll be going, geez, why I treat Jay Santos like a piece of crap.
All right, here is Brenda. Brenda, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just have one very basic question. If a police officer comes to my house and wants to, quote, take a look around, I have the right to say no. And if I say no, he has to produce a search warrant.
The title
and he
of
has
our...
to have probable cause to get that search warrant.
That's correct.
Warrant.
That is correct.
Who is this guy that he thinks he can just walk
if
in?
If I have probable cause that you are utilizing a natural resource in a sloppy way, you're going to go and run around near the country. Now, the
so go
our...
get a search warrant if you're really a part of the
I'm
police
I'm asking. If I, go to the, if I go to your front door and I say, can I take a peek around? And you say yes, well, guess what? Then I get to do it.
What if she says no?
I'm going to say no.
Then we got a problem.
No, we don't have a problem.
Yeah.
You have a problem, because if you look around, then I get you for trespassing.
The name of my brochure, by the way, is Take a Peek Around, not Take a Look Around. And the reason why I say that is...
Who cares? Take a peek around, take a look around.
Does it matter? It's still an invasion of my privacy.
What if you said yes? I could go. What if I give you the green sticker?
I wouldn't be stupid enough to say yes to you.
What if we
or
go
your
ahead and,
group.
What if we
I
go
drive 40 miles
you?
One way to work. Does that scare you?
No. I'm talking about going to... Are you grandmother?
No,
what
I'm not.
What if I go ahead and green flag you? I'll go ahead
why?
And give you
but
a
I drive 80 miles a day going back and forth to work. 80 miles
what
a
probable,
day.
What probable cause would you have, Jay?
I would have probable cause.
Well, what probable cause would that be?
If I see a garage, there is a probability there's a vehicle in it. And it
what are you talking about?
Oh, what? So I have a teenager, and a teenager, ooh, they might be trouble. So that's probable cause to carry my kid in? You're an idiot.
You know something,
there's
if I,
no
I
way.
Think I might just slap you if I saw you. And if,
okay.
You know what? You might.
Would,
and you'd probably get arrested for that, too.
Oh, what? You're going to call the police just on that, too? Jeez.
Yeah, they asked
oh,
you would.
Oh, you bet your life
and,
I would.
All right. So Jay Santos will be out there with his idiotic Citizens Auxiliary Police. And, oh, sorry, Jay.
Yeah. You know, let me, you know, I'll play my music. By the way, I didn't say I was going to take a look around. I was going to take a peek around. And it doesn't mean in your bedroom. Although I could.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police,
duly authorized,
militia, the rangers. These are the stories of the men.
Spit it out.
Skill and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
You'll be sorry. Citizens Auxiliary Police, Mr. Henry, we expect due respect and recourse on your program. Over. 2355.
Wait a minute, wait, don't hang up.
What?
What does 2355-425 mean?
Hold on for a minute.
Don't tell me. What does 2354025 mean?
That's a, that's all you hear when it comes out of radio?
What I hear when it comes out of the radio? Why did you just say that into the radio?
Roger, I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
Hold on.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I knew he didn't know what it meant. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And what a summer we have ahead of us. We have possibly $3 gallons of gasoline. We have rolling blackouts. You know what we could use to really top this summer off? Now, just we got $3 a gallon. We got rolling blackouts in some states. No hot water. That is going to be great. And by the way, folks, there will be a shortage of hot water. So you'll need to either boil it or just take cold showers or bathe, we suggest, in a creek near your home. That's exactly the country now that we have. And I'm not complaining, okay? I'm not one of these people. I get so weary of listening. What's happened to America and why aren't things free? And why does my ass itch more this summer than it did last? Who knows? You know, we got problems, okay? California, they couldn't find it with both hands. Apparently, they should have been building power stations when they were, whatever the hell it was that they were doing, making more Balboa bars. I don't know. And, by the way, have you had a Balboa bar? They're very good. Down at the pier, Balboa Pier, it's fantastic. Which is, by the way, where I got arrested 30 summers ago. But anyway, I digress. So $3 a gallon, rolling blackouts, and how about a serious shortage of toilet paper? All right. Rolling blackouts plus high gas prices plus no hot water. My friend Craig Taylor tells me, put those three together. You know what you got? The Philippines. So that's something that we can experience, too. That's the third world, in other words, all right? No gas, no hot water, rolling blackouts, bathing in a creek, go back to a washboard and a tub, and a serious shortage of toilet paper from the toilet paper producing countries of Brazil and Canada. It's nuts. It's good, though. It toughens a generation. We don't have war now, as per se, as other generations had wars to sort of toughen each generation. What we now have are toilet paper shortages, and we can talk about it with our grandkids, and, yeah, I recall. Well, tell us all about it, Grandpa. Well, had to wipe my ass with a palm frond once, and it was, well, that's really rough. Yeah, I'll tell you. Excuse me. Very juvenile, but possible. Possible in the world that we've created. I recall so long ago.
Tell us all about it, Grandpa.
Well, I run out, and there was no more from the Spiegel catalog, so I just pulled a piece of pine board off of the outhouse and wiped my rear end with that. And I basically paralyzed myself from the waist down. Wiping your ass with a shingle, that's great. By the way, $2.17 for a gallon of gasoline is what I paid today. $2.17 for a gallon of gasoline. I paid that. I don't want to say where, but Thousand Oaks is a beautiful city in Los Angeles County, just kind of north of the Ventura thing there. I don't want to say where, but T.O. is beautiful this time of year. By the way, I think the Raiders are going to be training up there. Anyway, that isn't exciting. Okay, moving on. Also, $6. Now, that got me to think about what I've paid for other things. $6, and what's the most you ever paid for a pack of cigarettes? I paid $6.50 once for a pack of cigarettes at a hotel in guess what city? Go ahead, take a wild guess. No, not L.A. Well, where else? Vegas. Vegas? Jeez, I'll put a gun to your head. I paid $8 for a beer. I know it was in Vegas. I think everything that I've ever paid for that went through the roof, not that I got a problem with it. I mean, Vegas is a wonderful town, if you don't mind spending $10 for a glass of water. But and then Mike tells me that, and you know, but we're on in Vegas, and we're high in Vegas, and we got off in Vegas, but it was $8 for a freaking beer. Now, Mike tells me on the Santa Monica Beach, you want a slice of pizza? $6! I paid $20 once to park my car at a ball game. I paid $6 for a cup of coffee in Starbucks. We're going to have to get with it, man, and we got to do what the Europeans have done. And if you've traveled to Europe, you know. Everywhere you go, there are motorcycles. There are motorbikes. There are mopeds. There are whatever the hell those things are called. Those little, what do you call them, Craig? What do you mean, tricycles? No, not with a sidecar. They're like mopeds, but they're called something else. Scooter sounds like what my kids got. I'm talking about it's got a motor on it and goes like 180. It goes like a bat out of hell, this thing. What are you talking about? A scooter. But this is the way that we're going to be living our lives in America if we wise up, okay? And these big gas hogs, you heard it yesterday. We talked about it. We predicted it. We finally said what everybody's thinking, and that is that the gas hog is history, sister. That thing is going away, the dodo bird. You're going to be driving around with those looking really... people are going to be, like, holding their hand over their mouth and snickering. Yeah, like the mods drove in the 60s. They're called electroglides. Is that right? And that's a motorcycle. In any event... But forget it. A Vespa. That's what I was thinking of. A Vespa. Not that it makes any difference. I don't even know what a difference between a Vespa and a scooter is. My Catherine's got a scooter, the one that she was running around when you guys were at the house. That thing, that's a scooter. Put a motor on that, I'll hit the freeway. These kids have got those go-peds now. They got motors on them up and down our street. One of the things that I know, when you have kids, it's always noisy. When you got kids, it's always noisy. And when you have kids, the noise level sort of goes into the background. You sort of hear it, but you don't hear it. You know, that's always they're always yelling. They're always got the mopeds and everything. But there's like a few people on our street who don't have kids. Drives them ape when they hear that go-ped going down the street. They just go nuts. I say, hey, baby, you got to tune it out. What do you mean, baby, tune it out? I can't tune it out. What do you mean, baby? No, man, it's cool. What do you mean, cool? Driving me nuts? No, man, it's just like... No, man, it's just like what? How do you like this? There's a pitchfork. Oh, wow, I'm perforated. Yeah! Anyway, I don't hear them anymore. The kids going up and down the street with the freaking mopeds, man. I'm going to get myself one. I'm going to come to work. I'm getting a motorcycle. What do you think? We got to do it. I'm going to get a Vespa. Coming to work on that thing. I don't care what I drive to work, so long as that thing is burning real good gas per the mile, per the gallon, per the thing. Because we're back to them days. All that mid-size, small-size, rice-burning, rice-rocket-loving. It's beautiful.